Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. The theme, it seems to be, that developed during preparation for today's brain massage, what we are witnessing is a lesson on why elections matter and how our enemy neutralizes election results when they don't go their way. If they can't win the election, they steal it. If they can't steal it, well, they maneuver to neutralize the election results. Either way, or in any way, the Democrats rule against the will of the people. They've destroyed their beloved democracy. Probably not surprising to many, Trump's announcement is stirring the swamp, and its creatures are beginning to get agitated and starting to crawl out. Let me explain why a Christian can and really must support Trump. The Dump Trump movement is noisily trying to steal Trump's thunder, while at the same time, the Ditch Mitch movement is gaining speed, and these things are likely to further divide the Republican Party. Will it hold up, or will this finally result in the splitting of that party? How does the undercover CCP operative McConnell keep power? Carrie Lake versus the Maricopa County election officials. Here's a lesson on why honest and transparent elections matter. She's still in the fight, friends. You heard about the tabulators failing? Well, wait until you hear the rest of the story. And what about these cowardly judges who refuse to stand up to election fraud and rule according to law? Most of them are bought and paid for by CCP, equivalent to DNC today, and the CCP arm of the GOP, but some actually believe the nonsense about not getting involved in politics, huh? I'll speak to that. You heard about 22-year-old Nicholas Gutierrez, who drove his vehicle the wrong way on a street used by police recruits jogging with their drill instructors, who turned his car into the joggers and mowed down something like 25 of these young men, maiming several for life before he hit a pole that stopped his car. No skid marks indicate there was no effort to brake. He was cleared for any alcohol issues, but I understand they found some marijuana in the car. He was released because California requires charges to be presented within 48 hours of arrest, and the police wanted more time to prepare their case. This is what I'm reading. And you heard about the multi-billion dollar Artemis rocket streaming to the moon. And you heard the rumor that multi-billionaire Gates is at the G20 summit calling for death panels. And then the fact checkers tell us he wasn't even at the G20 meeting, as if that's the point. He's gone on record openly in support of death panels to save teachers' jobs, you know. Why don't you just pay their salaries, friend? You got the money. So he was not at the G20 summit, but he does support death panels. All right, so once again, fact checkers run to discredit someone who assumed Gates would be at the G20, as usual, and that he would raise some of his favorite issues, like death panels, and discover a story that says Gates was not actually at the summit this year, and so they focus on that important technicality, which is good, by the way. I'm all for getting the story straight. And yet they fail to mention that, as a matter of fact, Gates is on record favoring death panels. Well, let's see. Yeah, I definitely want to speak to the Trump dilemma, add further insight into why I don't think DeSantis would be the right VP pick at this time. I remember when Reagan chose Bush, I was sitting with my friend, Bill Munson, listening to the announcement when it came across. I looked at him right then and I said, that'll be the end of the Reagan Revolution. I'm not sure I used that specific expression. You see, if the Democrats know they cannot beat conservative God and country patriots in an election, fair and open, well, they opt for the next best thing, neutralize their opponent's victory. These people, I mean, they're like dealing with cockroaches. Now, I'm not calling them cockroaches. I'm just saying they are as difficult to get rid of as cockroaches in an L.A. apartment complex. Unless you tint the entire complex and maybe the whole city. Those bugs just find a place to hide until the poisonous fumes are absorbed into the atmosphere and diluted. Okay, I think I have an idea of where we're going to go today, so relax, your brain massage will be vigorous today. Get ready. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Probably not surprising to many, Trump's announcement is provoking the swamp creatures to stir. Remember last week I spoke to the two hills the deep state establishment politicals will die on. The first, protect the 2020 steal, especially protect the Dominion stealing machines. And then the second one, anyone, and I mean anyone but Trump. Trump is the only political force that can bring down the pillars supporting the establishment's ability, their whole operation of ruling Americans against their will. Trump is the undisputed captain of the MAGA, America First Movement. He started this movement, and as far as political leadership is concerned, let me tell you that no one, I mean no one, who attempts to co-opt his place in the MAGA America First cause actually is in support of our movement. I guarantee you they are plants that are put in place to bring it down. There's no alternative to Trump that does not ultimately result in protecting the establishment. Now, they might go so far as to skim the scum off the surface of the swamp, but the darker secrets shared by bottom feeders, child trafficking, etc., will be left alone. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some very fine patriots who support the MAGA movement fully and faithfully, but they will support Trump. Any Republican that attempts to steal the MAGA movement from Trump is a traitor to the cause. Do not believe them. I don't care if it's DeSantis, Pompeo, Flynn, none of them. Now, I'm responding to Pompeo's appeals for money as he thinks about what he's going to do by just sending a note back that says, declare for Trump or get out of my face. I'm saying the same thing to DeSantis or any of these other guys. In fact, I'm preparing a letter to DeSantis asking him, declare where you are, Mr. DeSantis, on the 2020 election. And where are you on the cursed Dominion machines? And to announce for Trump now or be exposed as a traitorous Absalom, you know, saying and doing everything he knows will steal the hearts of those inspired by Trump to join his MAGA movement. Really, America First patriots must stand with Trump. And not be willing to let him stand alone any longer against the slings and arrows, you know, the spittle, the physical attacks drawn by simply wearing a red hat that says MAGA. That crowd must not betray the one God raised up to form this great movement. Now, I don't trust any of these ambitious, self-serving, quintessential, archetypical, stereotypical, common glory hounds who are trying to horn in on the incredible sacrifice and work that Trump put up to begin this movement and attempt to steal away Trump's support. You know, Absalom's game, right? He went among David's supporters with his message that David was passé. It's time to move on, you know. Oh, if only I were king, said Absalom. Then everything would be wonderful. Pompeo, DeSantis, Flynn. Yeah, I've heard the rumblings from Pat Byrne about dumping Trump and going with Flynn. Nikki, all of you. May God tangle your rebellious long hair up in the Democrat branches and expose you. Okay. Well, I'm a bit passionate, I might admit, and so the metaphors are a bit clumsy, but I think you get the point. The multi-billionaire that declared he is ready to move on from Trump, right? Ken Griffin fella. Well, maybe you ought to join up with Michael Moore's MoveOn.org, right? This billionaire hedge fund CEO, the kind of Republican answer to George Soros, he's declared he will not back Trump. He wants DeSantis. His message is, well, it's time to move on. Yeah, let's move on from the COVID-covered effort to steal our elections and destroy our economy. Let's just move on and give them amnesty, you know? Let's just move on. Let's move on from the massive evidence that CCP interfered in our 2020 and now in our 2022 elections as well. Konek, anyone? Let's just move on. A guy like DeSantis is what we need, right? You know, someone who will promise, I won't touch the Dominion stealing machines, and someone who will promise not to expose the CCP interference in our elections, you know? It's just a little too hot to handle that, you know? Who will promise not to push for accountability on Fauci and the big pharma. Somebody who you know, remain connected, keep the Republican Party connected to the inside, and, you know, a goper that feeds himself on the grassroots movement of the MAGA conservatives and then uses the support he gains to be recruited by deep state, right? Come on. Is that what's going on? Other big money donors have also run out to say, maybe not quite as elegantly, that they're not going to give one expletive nickel to Trump. You know, these would return us to the control of the uniparty system. That's what they want. You know, where both parties share a single objective, which is globalization and global dominion, the finishing of Nimrod's tower, right? Who only compete for which party gets to play God. In other words, the establishment wants a return to business as usual, and they're willing to let the Republicans have a go at it, you know, so long as they don't drain the swamp. Has DeSantis ever said he wants to drain the swamp? Has he ever demonstrated any real understanding of our national political situation right now? If he is truly a dedicated MAGA Republican, an America firster, well, let him say so. He never has. He has not had to. Well, they're talking about passing the crown to him now, so you'd better start asking these questions. Let me explain why a Christian must support Trump. First, tell me, Christian, what is it about Trump you think makes it impossible for you to support him? Was it the making us oil independent? Was it? No, of course not. For one thing, he has never visited the Bohemian Grove. Well, there you go, here in California. You know, they all have, right? Even Reagan visited that thing. But now, that's a major positive, don't you think? Not one president, including Reagan, since the last founder ever made an Easter or Christmas declaration that so clearly articulated the Christian faith and the gospel. Trump's first Easter message could be presented in any conservative evangelical church and just add an invitation to finish it off. So you don't like his manners, which are sometimes uncomely. His mine too, by the way, and so are yours, I'm sure, from time to time. His tweets annoy you, and his inclination to make fun of his opponents offends you. Perhaps some of the stories we've all heard from his past, the sorts of things that were supposed to make the lying Russian pee-pee tapes believable. Perhaps that's it, you know. You must admit, the only thing you hear about Biden is that he showered with his daughter and sniffs, and we've seen these clips of him sniffing little girls' hair, what in the world, and touches them in a way that makes people uncomfortable. And other women, too, by the way, other than his wife. Inappropriate, but otherwise, you know, like Shapiro said, he appears to be a really good father. Excuse me? I think Trump's got that guy beat tenfold anyway. But, you know, there are not Hunter laptops in the Trump family, you've noticed. And you say, well, we're not comparing him to Biden. I know. I'm just making a point here that the sorts of things that have been raised by conservative Christians that oppose Trump are either things that Trump has obviously corrected. We've watched that. Regarding some unsavory comments and playboy antics of his past, or things along those lines, by the way. If you're paying attention, much of this has been set aside by him. But none of the things coming from Trump are about issues like failing to keep his promises, or being dishonest or disingenuous, or betraying his country or the people, or making shady deals with communist dictators. I mean, this man didn't even receive his due salary while he served as president. Really? Remember that when God our Savior hears his people cry under the oppression of the unreasonable and wicked, he raises up saviors to deliver them. It's in the Bible. And these saviors are not always savory. The critical concerns are whether they identify as champions for the cause of Christ, whether or not they acknowledge God and recognize themselves to be under God, not over him, who want to bring the country back to its founding principles. They have a clear vision, identifying the enemy correctly and championing a worthy cause, even at great expense to themselves, by the way. No president has been willing to sacrifice more or has accomplished more, by the way, for the America we love and for the American people than Donald J. Trump. And that he did this against such incredible odds and opposition is amazing. It's nothing short of miraculous. Odds that have never been faced by any politician in our history. And his second term was stolen from him. And now these scoundrels are trying to steal his movement from him. Don't let them do it. He has sacrificed hugely for us. Well, it's our turn. It's our turn to give back. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I can't wait to watch Nancy turn over the gavel. So that way the only hammers in the Pelosi household will be, you know, ones held by visitors who attack Paul in their underwear, like DePage. You do know that the police body cameras show that it was Paul Pelosi who answered the door and then didn't say anything about having a problem or something like that, and then went back to his friendly assailant, who smiled at the police, said everything's fine, and proceeded then to fight over a hammer. So why did the police responding to that call hide this fact? Why did the DOJ claim otherwise? What are they hiding? But I digress. What does getting Congress into the hands of the GOP mean going forward? Let the investigations begin, said Gates. So, will Kevin McCarthy be an obstacle or an ally? He is the nominee, but will he take the gavel? Trump backs McCarthy. The CNN crowd are concerned. Well, let's see. It's all a lesson in why elections matter and how to neutralize them when they don't go your way. Steal the election, and if that does not work, well, neutralize the election results. Either way, the Democrats today, well, they rule contrary to the will of the people. While the swamp, you know, are making dump Trump noises, Ditch Mitch is growing among conservative Republicans, weary of Mitch's Paul Ryan-style betrayals. How does that undercover CCP operative keep power? Well, the same way Mao shirt-wearing Biden becomes president. Yeah, did you see the picture of Biden all decked out in traditional Chinese attire? Yeah, I know the shirt Biden wore at his meeting that, you know, with Xi Jinping in China is traditional Chinese dress. I don't give me a lecture on a technicality that actually Biden was not wearing a shirt that was worn once by Mr. Mao or taken out of one of Mao's bureaus. Fact checkers only show concern about such fine parsing of facts when the facts actually betray the truth about their beloved communist dictators and their puppets anyway. Kerry Lake versus the Maricopa County election officials. Why honest and transparent elections matter. She's still in the fight, by the way. You might have heard her declaration there. You heard about the tabulators failing. Did you know that everything was working just fine until after a county technician arrived to check our equipment? I'm doing the air quote thing here. Soon thereafter, problems began. At about 11:30 that morning, the tabulators began to fail. Thousands of voters were made to stand in line for hours, those who survived it. And this provided cover for whatever other shenanigans that went on after the technician came to check the equipment. Well, Kerry's going to stand up to these thieving thugs. We can wonder how long God will look on to all this. And I've spoken to that in my pulpit. I'll be preaching this Sunday, by the way. Come on out to the Lighthouse. I need to skip over some things here. I was going to outline the case for fraud in the Arizona election, and I tell you, it's all over, and point to the evidence of fraud taking place in Georgia and elsewhere, but I'm coming up on my time right now, and there is something I believe you really need to think about and pray about with me. Much of our hopes to get our elections straightened out have been dashed in courts, unwilling to actually look at the evidence in most cases, and a failure to rule according to law. Now, I realize that in Brazil right now, and you've seen it, millions of brave Brazilians are in the streets demanding something be done about the stolen election there, using the same machines that are used here, by the way, that put a rank and foul communist over them. Now, I'm hoping it does not come to that here, but that we can process this grievance through legal channels. But listen, if the courts fail to umpire these elections, I mean if they refuse to rule on criminal fraud, there'll be no remaining recourse for the redress of our grievances. What are we going to have to do? Start a whole new party and go that way? Or join a secessionist movement? Split the country into a constitutional representative republic? We'll keep the Constitution and the flag. Thank you very much. And you can go fly. You can go live under your communist flag, your democratic socialist dictatorships. What are we going to do here? But what about these cowardly judges who refuse to stand up to election fraud, who refuse to rule according to law? And most of them are bought and paid for by CCP, equivalent to the DNC today, by the way, together with the CCP arm of the GOP. I don't doubt some of these judges are so small-minded that they actually believe the satanic lie spat into their brains by the forked tongue of that serpent, that the courts cannot interfere with politics. Well, we can't get involved in that. What? Nobody's asking you to do that. Nobody. Nobody's asking any judge to decide a race. What we're asking for you to do is to umpire the game that these wicked thieves are cheating. Stop the cheating. Rule on law. Uphold the law. For judges to fail, now this is important, for judges to fail to rule on law in an election is tantamount to throwing the entire country into the power of thieves, into the power of the lawless. It's exactly the same game these lousy good-for-nothing but making sure they protect their own retirement preachers, pretend to be so far above politics, they won't condescend to preach to the king. They won't declare righteousness and speak truth to the lies. They won't don the camel skin and dine on the locust like John the Baptist. And not the baptizer, by the way, the Baptist. Pointing directly in the face of that fox Herod and accusing him of violating God's law by taking his brother's wife. Listen. When preachers refuse to speak truth to the lies, only because the wicked have succeeded to make the vile, life-threatening behaviors of the sodomites a political issue, and they've made the murdering of innocent babies in the wombs of their mothers a political issue. So these cowards hide behind that in order to preserve their own head, even if it means betraying the head of the church. And they deceive themselves, thinking they can excuse sheathing the sword of the Spirit or drawing it back from those so-called political issues because, Well, they are above politics. Yeah. You're above Christ? Well, I won't be nice about this. You're a lousy, no-account coward that is under the curse of God's word. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Jeremiah 48:10. I'm just saying, it's the truth. No more cutesy pie stuff, you know, like Bungie, you know. No more dancing around the truth. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Again, that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline at 805. You might have to use the 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters, and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.
If you're looking for unvarnished, plain Bible preaching that tells it like it is without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families navigate through the moral storms of our day.
Go to santamarialighthouse.org. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free.